You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news, photos, videos, straight from the source in Berea. Yep, that's us. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now. ClevelandBrowns.com. We're going to have a one-on-one sit-down that Nathan Zagura conducted with Browns general manager Ray Farmer exclusively. That will be posted a little later today. Also going to have, we also have on the site a running back needs piece that I wrote. That is going to be there, and then the Browns Daily Wrap, which you'll see later today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Very happy to have with us right now from the San Francisco Chronicle, Eric Branch. Eric, a story, of course, that you had today that caught a lot of interest here in Cleveland, obviously the fact that a Cleveland-born player who spent some time with the 49ers, Dante Whitner, could be someone the Browns are targeting. Give us what you know about that, and let us know what we can maybe expect come free agency tomorrow with regard to Whitner.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like the Browns, the Bears, and the Jets, over the weekend when the so-called legal tampering period began, expressed the most interest in Whitner. And, the 49ers are still, trying to retain him. They haven't given that up. However, we'll see if the rising salary cap changes their strategy or the way they've done business in the past. But, the 49ers generally don't get into bidding wars with their own players. Those players that they are really committed and they want to keep, they've signed to extensions. And generally they put a number out, put a number on the free agents, their own free agents who are going to hit the market. And if another team outbids them, those guys are gone. Last year they lost Deshaun Golds and Delanie Walker. Both those guys received, very nice contracts, and it was kind of a down free agent year money-wise. So it is certainly not a stretch, to see, Whitner leaving the 49ers, and certainly Cleveland is a very logical destination, given his strong ties to the area.
The Browns had T.J. Ward at safety, kind of an in-the-box safety. Dante Whitner, not necessarily, he's a solid in coverage, not known for that kind of rangy coverage guy like a Jarius Byrd. What do you think are his best skills, though, right now when you look at Dante Whitner, what he can bring to a team?
Well, obviously, he's fantastic in run support, and he'll make guys think twice about going over the middle. Obviously, he's extremely physical, and he got, I believe, 5 personal foul penalties last year, and he was never fined for it. I mean, he didn't pay a dime out of his pocket, which is a kind of a tacit acknowledgement from the NFL that all of his hits were actually clean. And generally, in looking at all those hits, he generally did lead with the shoulder, and, oftentimes it looked, at first blush, like he was leading with his head. But, he is an excellent form tackler. He has excellent technique. However, he certainly has been burned, with the NFL being, very cautious, about headshots. So anyway, he might have to adjust, just because of the way the wind is blowing in the NFL. Now, regarding his coverage, yes, he is not known, for his great coverage skills. He made a dramatic improvement in that area, in my mind, last year. He really committed to it in the offseason. Ed Donatell, the 49ers secondary coach, sat him down, and Dante had, said to him, how can I improve? And, basically the message from Donatell and defense coordinator Vic Fangio was, get better in all facets of coverage. And, I think he took some real big steps in doing that last year. He really was not a liability. Kind of a sideline to sideline guy. No, I think those days might be over as far as, his speed and everything. But, in my mind, he was above average in that regard.
We're visiting with Eric Branch of the San Francisco Chronicle, talking about the possibility of Dante Whitner being in the Browns' plans for free agency. Safety, who, of course, is from Cleveland. And let me ask you this, Eric. On a team that has a lot of star power that the 49ers have developed through just their success, where did Dante fit in the leadership realm? I mean, how good was he for the locker room? And you know where I'm going. The Browns, a young team needing some sort of veteran guidance, especially after DeQuell Jackson is let go. How do you see him as a fit in that regard?
Obviously I'm not privy to how all his teammates view Whitner, but in my mind, he's very well respected in the locker room. He's a very, no-nonsense guy, and kind of has developed into a team spokesman. A lot of guys will be happy to talk, after wins. He's just a guy, at least from a media standpoint, who's, I guess very accountable. Win, loss, whatever. He's a guy you can go to, and he'll kind of calmly tell you what the pulse of the team is. So, again, that's just from a journalist perspective. But I think it shows something about, his character, kind of person he is, that he'll kind of stand up and, even after, when he has personally had a bad game and a loss, I can think of at least one or two instances of that. And, he stood up and kind of faced the music. So, I know Jim Harbaugh, just kind of respects him, to use a cliche, pro's pro, and all that type of stuff. I think he took Eric Reed, the 49ers first round pick, a safety under his wing last year. And Reed really raved about, Whitner's influence. And just by, not just what Whitner told him, but just watching, his work ethic, when he got into the facility, just the type of things it took to be a pro.
When you look at this 49ers team, not only is Dante Whitner potentially out there, the Browns also probably going to be in the cornerback market. What about Terrell Brown? Any updates on his status with the Niners, or do you expect him to hit the open market?
Definitely expect him to hit the open market, and given some of the contracts given to cornerbacks, he's another guy where you would think the 49ers aren't going to overpay, and another team is going to secure his services. And again, with that extra $10 million, the 49ers changed their tune. But, they talked about an extension with Brown during the season, and, it kind of went nowhere. They ended up signing another cornerback on the team, Tremaine Brock, to a four-year, $14 million deal, which reportedly was kind of what they were offering Brown. So I think it's going to, serve Brown to, it will look good in hindsight that he didn't sign an extension with the Niners, because I think he's going to get something better than 4 years and $14 million.
All right. Eric, thank you so much for that breakdown. We appreciate it, and we look forward to, whatever. We'll see what happens, but obviously if it involves anybody from the 49ers, we'll have you in the discussion.
All right. Well, if Whitner ends up going there, I think you guys will certainly enjoy talking to him.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And that was good stuff from Eric Branch from the San Francisco Chronicle. We have got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL general manager, will be with us. Still want to hear more from you at 216-578-0850.
Do you want Whitner or do you want Bird? Let us know. 216-578-0850.